Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einun family, Lilui Nishmas, Rav Toli Ber Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Pevov. The Gemara Amudah before the Mishnah brings that Reb Chiyo, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he caused all the tzoras to leave Am Yisrael, including that all the flax of Am Yisrael did not get ruined. So how can it be that Reb Chiyo himself, his flax had, telas, had a worm in it? Says the Gemara, Ki mehan yischusayu ha'almo. There's chus help to the others. Adidu loy b'na for them. Keder av yudo marav, dom av yudo marav, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzes v'omeris. Every day there's a baskol coming out and saying, kol ha'olam kulo nizam shechanin abni. The whole world is being supported because of chanin abni, because of chanin ben doiso. V'chanin abni dal b'kav charuvi mehav Shabbos lehav Shabbos, from chanin doesn't have that much food. This is the expression that the shoemaker goes barefoot. But what is the Oymek HaInyan? Why doesn't the tzidkus of Rabbi Chiyo help himself? Why doesn't the tzidkus of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa give him parnasa? So the Toras Chaim over here speaks by Arichus Gdoilo, and he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that you have to have Midas Adin and Midas Arachmi. Brings the Loshon Rashi. In the beginning of Chumash, Rashi says, B'tchilo olam machshava livroiso Midas Adin. Rachamim came first. Hashem comes before Elohim. So he explains, he made it like this. In the world, there's supposed to be Midas Adin and Midas Rachamim. If there's only Din, the world will get destroyed. If there will be only Rachamim, so there will be lack of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned to have in the Bria. So he made it, the way it works is that some of the world gets Midas Adin, and some gets Midas Arachmim. So he goes on to explain that the Tzadik is Shokul Keneged Kol Ador. So in Mele, you have Am Yisrael, and you have the Tzadikim. The Tzadikim, or equivalent, or this, on the same scale as Kol Ador Kuloi. So one part takes Midas Adin, and one part takes Midas Arachmim. Which part takes Midas Arachmim? Because Midas Arachmim goes first, says Higdi Midas Arachmim. So it takes Am Yisrael, which is the Rav, which is the majority of the people. So Midas Adin takes the Tzadikim. So he says, that's Pshat. The Kol Ha'olam Kuloi Nizoin Bishvil Chanina Bni. The Kol Ha'olam Kuloi gets Shefa from the Tzadik because it's all Midas Arachmim. But the Tzadik himself is Nidun Midas Adin, and therefore it's more strict, and therefore he's the one who's not getting as much Shefa. And that's what it means, Kol Ha'olam Kulu Nizam Bishvil Chanin Abni. In order for the world to have Midas Arachamim, you need to have the Tzadikim getting Midas Adin. And that's the Chiluk over here, that Chanino or Reb Chiyo gets Midas Adin, while the rest of the world are getting Midas Arachamim. That is the Mahalach of the Toras Chaim and the Sugyo, and Ayin Sham Baruch, he goes in Mayrich in the Inyan. Then the Sifri Chassidus seems to be in a little different Mahalach. It's brought down, the boy this is Shorl, Mikoshnitz, he brings in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So when it says, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Nizon Bishvil Chanin Obni, is Bishvil, that not only means for, but Bishvil Loshon Shvil, a pathway. Because Chanin Ben Doiso, is the Shvil Vitzinoyer that brings the Shefa to the world. And I in the Noam Elimelech, Pashat Chayesoro, he says, we see so there's some tzaddikim that are suffering a lot, they're misavik themselves, and big sigufim, that they don't go, they don't enjoy, they don't indulge. And then you have other tzaddikim that don't have that big sigufim. Why is that? Because the tzaddikim that did have the suffering, that did have the sigufim, they prepared the world for the tzaddikim that don't need to have so much sigufim. That is the shvil vitzinor, it's the pathway to come and bring more to others. And then Avodas Yisrael, he adds another sentence. The pipe itself doesn't benefit from what's going through him. And similar says the Noam Elimelech. That's what it means. And in dialogue means I have enough. I don't need much because I'm just bringing Shefa to others. Maybe you can add a little bit more oimik to the Inyan. That in the same way, when you have a tzinor, you have a pipe that brings water, the pipe has to be very tight. If the pipe is too large, too big, it cannot flow, the water won't flow from one place to another. It's like a hose. If the hose is too loose, the water won't flow. So the tzinor, in order to bring shefa to the whole world, that malach, that pipe needs to be very narrow on its own. That's what can bring shefa to others. So the mokra shefa himself, in order to bring shefa, it needs to go through some kind of a barrier, some kind of a tzimtzum that will allow the shefa to continue on to others. So that's the yisoid over here. The tzaddikim are the ones that bring to others. They're the ones that give a shefa to the rest of the world, and therefore when it goes and the shefa goes through them, they themselves don't have as much. Because that's the only way to give to others. And with this, you have another explanation to what we learned that Pedal Amud Beis, that it says that the wife and children rely on him, so therefore he can give the wife and children more, but he himself, he should not enjoy so much. According to this, Efsha, that's the pshat. He is the tzinor, he is the pipe to bring the shefa to them. In order for the pipe to be used, to utilize correctly, it needs to be a little more mitzumtzum. That's why for himself, he should not take as much, so he can give more to others. V'doy ketev badover. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.